coming up on Thunder Pop.
Coming up, we do have the 118th episode of the Thunder Pop podcast, where we get into Star Trek Picard discussion, the big IPs of entertainment, the big IPs of entertainment. Who's healthiest in 2020, Star Wars or Star Trek? It's an interesting conversation. It's interesting to see what everyone has to say about that. We'll discuss all of that in this upcoming episode. But since the episode ran really long, we decided to make it two episodes. So we cut it in half. So we'll have a continuation. Somewhere in the middle of this episode, we cut it and we go to part two. So it'll be 118 and then it'll be episode 119. What's cool about that is it's a really lazy way for me to be able to also get more content for the month of February. But anyway, coming up 118 and then it will have a continuation into episode 119. This is the 118th episode.
What?
Of the, yeah, what?
Hey, man, I'm 4 years since my first one.
Has it been that long? Yeah. Oh, man.
I think that was episode number 9 or 10 or something.
Yeah, when you came with Justin Davenport.
Judson, yes.
Did I say Justin Davenport?
You did.
Judson. Yeah, sorry, Judson. I know it's Judson, but I just...
This was pre-kid for you.
This was pre-kid. Mm. Yeah, this
and,
was...
And pre-baby gate.
About the ninth episode.
It was way after your whore years, yeah.
Way after Definitely. That. Way after that.
Definitely after that.
Judd wouldn't have made it through your baby gate.
On this...
Would have ripped that down, too.
No. Yeah. That's why he hasn't been back. Because that baby gate, he just couldn't... That wouldn't work for him.
Well, he could always call from the bathroom again, like he did last time.
It sounds like he was talking in a cave or something, or like he was talking through a little bucket, tin bucket.
And he was actually on the toilet. He was literally on the toilet.
He literally did the whole show from the toilet.
Very classy.
Yeah.
I didn't know. That was not planned.
How did his ass not get numb?
You could hear him go.
It's true.
Those were not sound effects. I didn't add those in. On that episode, I didn't add those sound effects in. He's not kidding. That was all 100% Judson.
Disgusting.
Go back and listen to it, and it's all in its glory. You can go back and listen to it.
Disgusting.
In the flesh.
Yeah, in the flesh. In stereo.
Oh, was it sound good?
Two butt cheeks.
Nice.
Yeah, in the flesh. Yeah. Exactly. It was like Archie Bunker.
On that note, we start this podcast, the 118th episode of the Thunder Pop podcast. And I'm Stephen Presley. And may have already figured out, sitting across the room from me, we've got Jeff Painter.
My name is Jeff. What's up, Stephen? Forget my last name for a minute.
No, I was making a dramatic. It was a dramatic pause.
Oh, it's a dramatic pause.
How can I forget Painter? My name is. But yeah, he's not going. And he's not going.
This is where he puts on all the booze and everything. Boo, boo,
boo. Yeah.
And the background.
He's not painting anything for anybody.
Except for your face black and blue.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Yeah. And then also sitting next to Jeff and across from me, the one and only.
Bum, bum, bum.
Feed the Reed Charles.
Good night, cunts.
Back in the Thunder Pop Dome.
Good night, cunts.
You guys have become kind of a comedy duo now. Having you two together is kind of almost a must. Every time I have Reed or Jeff, if I have Jeff, I got to have Reed. If I have Reed, I got to have Jeff. It's the newest.
That was part of our deal.
Yeah, it's part of it renegotiating Reed's new contract.
Contract.
His new contract to get him to re-up.
Because I'm trying to get this IQ, this room higher than 100. That's why.
Yeah, to re-up with him for another year on this podcast, we had to agree that he came as a duo now. So much like Batman, he's added in now his Robin, I guess. To his
My bitch.
Robin? What?
Yeah, you're my Robin.
I'm like Alfred the Butler. Come on, man.
Let's think.
You resemble more Alfred the Butler at this point in your life.
Wait. Why are you using fucking good guys? No. Make it like bad guys.
Okay.
I'll be like the Riddler.
All right. Yeah. So it would be... Palpatine and Darth Maul. Darth Maul.
It'd be Sidious and Plagueis.
Plagueis and Sidious.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I kind of like being the fake leg.
Shut the
Darth
fuck up.
Maul.
Shut the fuck up.
You think we'll ever get? You know they're going to do that at some point. They're going to do a Plagueis, I'm sure, prequel at some point.
I would hope so. Yeah, that'd be really
you know
cool.
It's going to happen.
Yeah.
And Feige's working on a Star Wars.
Is he really?
There was a new article.
See, I heard that. I heard.
And he said it's not going to suck. He says it's not.
So he's going. He's going back to the.
He
the
says
Jedi Knights.
He says it's
going
to.
He's going back in time.
He says it's going to be smart. It's going to have heart.
No women in charge. Yep. It's going to be way smart. Way smart.
Anyway, he says
way smarter.
Anyway, his Star Wars is going to be, he says, of high quality. No disappointments from Feige, he said.
Mm-hmm. Oh, well, I hope so.
Well, another thing I hope for is a good episode.
Where are you getting this from?
I read it on MovieWeb. The Kevin Feige?
Is it real?
I'll pull it up for you here in a bit.
Okay.
Cool.
Yeah, no, he's doing Star Wars.
Because Midnight Edge, that, you know.
He's talking publicly about it.
Really?
He said, I'm working on it, yeah.
Holy shit.
I'm doing
well.
Them.
I mean,
I
heard that there's like
he's a jump like, ship from he's a jumping ship from.
No, it's a side project. He's going to continue to work at Marvel, but he's working on a.
No one's in charge over there, man. What
he's
the
doing
fuck?
A standalone Star Wars. He's just going to do a movie.
They don't want to do prequels anymore because they don't trust him anymore.
He claims he's just going to do a movie.
Well, you don't have to do a trilogy anymore. You just do a single one. Do like Rogue One.
Nice. He's got
Rogue One was
Let's
a good
just
movie.
Do it yeah, just do it blindly and no fucking direction. Yeah,
I think he's got Favreau though as his right hand guy, and he's also got Filoni. So.
That's a good trio right there.
Well, I'd take that. Yeah. I'd take that.
So they're kind of working as a team, I think.
So they were going to do like a triple prequel Mandalorian movie thing?
No. That's probably it's way before that.
Well, what we know for sure from Star Wars is we're going to have
they're going to do Knights of the Old Republic. Cause they're doing.
That's probably what he's doing.
That's what I'm thinking.
Yeah. That's what the Game of Thrones guys were going to do.
Until they shit that
until
bed.
Until that went south.
Dumbasses.
And now I think Feige maybe is going to do it instead.
I hope so.
I think we're kind of all putting this together as we go along. But the one thing for sure is Feige's publicly saying, "Yeah, I'm doing Star Wars. I'm gonna do a film. I'm gonna do a movie."
And then Cray Cray just got this stupid award for being a fucking. I don't know what did she do? She did finger painting, and she goes, "Look, I got an award." You see that?
No,
is that what she did? She just did some fucking finger painting.
I haven't seen
with
this.
Her shit at her ass, and she's like drawing on.
Look what I made.
And she got an award. She got in the war.
We're talking about Kathleen Kennedy, of course.
Yeah, that's what I said. Craig, Craig, KK. That's what I said.
Well, you know
those,
what?
Those that
I think,
may not know.
I think we need to have like a picture of like...
of her art, the artwork sheet?
No, of Chewbacca and KK like for your next episode. Just for you, signed from Kathleen Kennedy.
Now, she's
and,
your
and
new...
the late Peter Mayhew.
She's your new Peter Mayhew, where Peter Mayhew was your kind of your... enemy 101, your number one enemy, public enemy for
when he was
a while.
Alive.
Yeah,
fucking
when
asshole.
he was your number one public enemy.
Fucking asshole.
Yeah. Hey, rest in peace, man.
Now, when he was alive, fuck him. But he's passed away. Respect.
Yeah, he's gone now.
Fucking dickhead.
What about the new Chewbacca? Is he okay?
He's
the
cool.
The new Junus, whatever.
He's
his
never
name
done
is.
Anything.
He's cool.
He's never done anything against Reed.
He's Scandinavian. He's cool.
Okay.
He likes the Scandinavians.
He's Scandinavian.
He's Wookie. He's a basketball player.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, he's super tall.
Super tall guy.
He's got his he's definitely got the Wookiee, like the Chewbacca movements.
Yeah.
He's got it. He's got it.
And Peter Mayhew worked with him a little bit
for
when they were on Force Awakens. Mm-hmm. He worked with him on the expressions and he probably
looked him in the eye and talked to him. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah.
Now Peter Mayhew still taller though by a
really
just a,
get the fuck out of here.
By just a little bit. Yeah, just a hair. He's a little bit taller than him.
He's a tall dude, man.
Yeah, Peter Mayhew was ridiculously, freakishly tall. And he worked in construction. Like, after he, like, years later, he was living in Dallas. And
he died in the Dallas area.
He worked in construction. He had a contracting business.
But he was British.
He is.
What? Well, yeah, but he lived in Dallas later.
Building tree houses? Is that what he made?
Yeah, building tree houses.
Well, he wouldn't have to, like, use a ladder
would he? Yeah, just make a tree house.
Oh, so we're speaking of Star Wars. And that's what we're not talking Star Wars specifically in this episode, but
talking shit about Star Wars.
The big IPs, okay? Now, do you know what an IP is, Jeff Painter?
I'm thinking IPA or ISP.
Impotent penis?
Or impotent penis.
Reed Charles, tell the audience what IP is, for those that may not know. This is the IQ level that you had bragged about, that you had brought the room up to.
Impotent penis.
And Cialis for daily use helps you be ready anytime the moment is right.
No, go ahead. Tell us what IP stands for. I'm sure we'll figure it out.
I don't know what it stands for.
Impotent.
Intellectual property.
I guess before
intellectual property.
Yeah, intellectual property.
Okay, yeah.
So IP, the big IPs, okay?
IP freely. Does your prostate still work? So, Ed, I'm sorry.
I take saw palmetto, so I'm good there. So, IP.
I don't know what that is.
Google it. Where's this IQ level?
I focus on shit that really matters. I don't focus on this bullshit.
That you were bragging so much about.
You never had saw palmetto.
We're taking over the show. We're taking over this fucking show.
Oh, it's a takeover.
It's a takeover, bitch.
It's a mass takeover.
It's a vote. All three of you are men, you get to vote.
It's a coup. It's a coup.
It's a democracy coup. We're going to vote this.
I still have my finger on the editing button.
That's a good thing.
I could go
especially with me.
I could go twist and turn your words around.
So what path of darkness are you taking us with this IP thing?
So IPs. What would be the biggest, the big IPs, the top five IPs you think of the past, like, 30, 40 years?
My Little Pony.
Actually, I was thinking of that earlier. I was like, I might have to include My Little Pony. But okay, Star Wars, obviously.
Sure.
Star Trek.
Star Wars, Star Trek. Yep, there you go.
I mean, the past 40 years? I mean, how about, you know, Apple computers, man, or Apple iPhones. I mean, that's intellectual property.
Well, in terms of entertainment value.
Talking about entertainment value?
DC.
DC and Marvel.
Mm-hmm. Marvel. So you go Star Wars, Star Trek, DC, Marvel, right?
Big ones, yeah.
Those are the big ones. And then you got some that you need to go down the next level, the tier.
He-Man.
You know, He-Man, G.I. Joe, Transformers.
Mm-hmm. Transformers. How many movies do they have? Six?
Yeah, if you got six Transformer movies and put them all next to each other with like their own DVD player and their own TV, it would be the exact same cuts, the exact same
films. Really?
I guarantee it.
Hmm. True story.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
The guys from Red Letter Media did that. They got three of the movies and
put genius.
Them, and they couldn't take it. They're like freaking out. They're like, I'm gonna fucking pull my married. Kill me. So they're
saying, you know, I didn't get into the live action Transformers. I like the old cartoon, the old 80s cartoon. I loved it. But I never got into the. Now also I loved the old 80s G.I. Joe cartoon.
Yes.
In the 80s. But I never really got into the live action as much of G.I. Joe. I thought they were sort of.
Well, of course, as a kid, I was like, how come nobody dies?
Giant explosions and everybody just walks away.
But it was pretty good. It was still pretty good. I mean, for a kid's cartoon, I mean, for a G.I. Joe, it was okay.
But then when you grow up, he's like, wait a minute. How do they have the infrastructure to accomplish this? Where's their money coming from? And that's the kind of like thought.
They never explained that? Mm-mm, like no. They had to have, you know, because A-Team kind of explained that a little bit.
Yeah, like how does that happen?
That they were funded by some secret government agency.
So then who the hell's funding them? And where's their infrastructure coming from? Where's the logistics? Where's that coming from?
Palpatine.
It's Emperor Palpatine.
He controlled it all for all these years. He's been controlling space. Every voice you hear in your head has
it's
been me,
boy.
All this time.
It's me all the time.
I knew.
Even Rey's voice was his.
That movie was fucking stupid, man.
I haven't seen it yet.
Well, see, don't waste your time.
I'm planning on not wasting the time.
That's where me and Palpatine are different, because if I had been Palpatine and I had been controlling every voice that was in everybody's head from that past 30 years, I would have had a lot more fun with it than he did.
Doesn't make any sense. How the fuck doesn't make any fucking sense, man?
It's really, so Palpatine, you said this a while back, Palpatine in The Rise of Skywalker is George Lucas. and Ray is Kathleen Kennedy.
Mm-hmm. Oh no!
And when he's telling her, you know, just to like sacrifice him,
yeah, kill me, bitch.
Yeah, that. So you said this after we saw the film. You had the light bulb pop up over your head, and you were like, oh, yeah, that's where George Lucas is Palpatine, and he's telling
because he picked
Kathleen Kennedy. He picked her. That's like the chosen one. Take the throne. Right. And he's like, just sacrifice me.
And she bent the knee right away as soon as Iger came. What's his name? Iger. Uh-huh. She fucking bend the knee right there.
Okay, I'll do everything you say.
Yeah, she fucking bend the knee.
Yeah. So the big IPs, Star Wars, Star Trek, DC, Marvel.
Yep.
Okay. So Star Wars.
Anything that Pixar put out.
Yeah, Pixar. And there's some now, new ones. Like I would say John Wick has become a new IP. That they're sustaining.
Didn't that come from like a graphic novel?
I believe so. I'm not for sure, but I think that sounds familiar. But I mean the movie obviously brought it to a larger audience.
Sure.
And now it's going to get a series. There's going to be a standalone series about the hotel. And and you know there's going to be John Wick prequels one of these days. They're going to do someone's going to do a John Wick prequel. Probably after they get tired of doing sequels, they'll go back and do one before he even had that first dog, before the Russian mob came
in. When he had cats, right?
Yeah. Probably it's when he had cats. Star Wars, hanging on because of Mandalorian. Hanging on because of Mandalorian. Would you agree, Reed?
Yes. Mandalorian was good.
It's revitalized. It revitalized Star Wars thanks to Mandalorian.
I don't know. Okay, wait a minute. I don't know if I would even honestly say that it's revitalized Star Wars. I would say Mandalorian is a standalone story being part of the Star Wars
epic.
Well,
it's not enough.
Yeah.
It's not enough by itself, is it?
Is a reasonably good episodic television show. And I am looking forward to the second season.
Yeah.
Yes.
And of course, Baby Yoda won the internet this past year.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
So Star Wars...
I'm going to tell you a story about that, too.
So Star Wars would have been in trouble by this time, but Mandalorian, because we had another movie that was very divisive, Rise of Skywalker. Mm-hmm. And it was the fall
of Skywalker, yeah.
Yeah, the fall. But the Mandalorian was there as kind of a prop, a buffer.
This is done by men. This is done by women.
Well, JJ was Rise of Skywalker, too.
Like I said, this is done by men. This is done by women.
Okay, so here... So Rise...
Jar Jar Abrams, yes.
So Jar Jar Abrams, what two IPs has he had his hands in the
last... We's going to ruin this movie? That's what he
Star
said.
Trek and Star Wars.
He's had his hands in Star Trek and Star Wars.
Misa has both thumbs up each a butt.
That's what he said. So we've hit it bingo now twice. Star Trek. That's what we're going to be talking about in this episode.
Now, Star Trek is a whole different thing.
Take
it easy.
Okay, I won't say it.
What?
The shit show that some would say right now, the Star Trek is in.
I got shit to say about fucking Picard.
Okay, now let me tell you about Star Trek. So Star Trek, the thing that Star Trek doesn't have, that Star Wars has right now, Star Wars at least is hanging on by on life support thanks to Mandalorian.
True.
Now, you're right. It's a great series, but it doesn't completely save Star Wars, but it does. It's a really good show.
Yeah.
And it's an episodic show that people are looking forward to the second season of. It's had a big win for Star Wars. But if Obi-Wan Kenobi show comes out...
That's gone.
And it's shit.
That's failed. Yeah, that's failed too.
It's not going to happen? No, it's happening.
It's happening.
They're shooting it.
It's going to be another fucking Han Solo.
You think it's going to be... Well, it's going to be a series. It's not going to be a movie.
The thing about Greg, what's his name? McGregor?
Ewan McGregor? What about it?
He's an independent kind of guy. And... There's a couple of times where they had to like, don't say that when he was doing.
Oh, like he says some things.
Yeah,
he's not a corporate shill going to say whatever he's told to say.
Right, and so I think there's some backlash because of Cray Cray, and I think there's something going on there we don't know yet.
So you think it might be more behind the scenes political stuff? The white
because
would
when
be
that's
one
fucking Cray Cray is shitting on the pot there. She's just stinking the whole fucking room.
Is she really still in charge though?
I hope not.
No.
The last three movies, I'm going to say this out loud, and I don't care who disagrees with me.
You mean the saga?
Not Rogue One.
Don't you dare include that.
That is a very good movie.
I'm making it clear you're talking about the saga.
I'm talking about the final trilogy.
Yeah, the final trilogy.
Okay, so Force Awakens, it was okay.
It wasn't terrible.
I like Force Awakens.
It was okay.
Yeah.
It wasn't bad.
It was nostalgic.
The Last Jedi, from my perspective, sucked donkey balls. Yeah, you may have to hit the button for me.
I had liked it less when I saw it the second time. I went back seeing it the second time, hoping that I was going to somehow like it more.
These three movies will not live. They won't. They're not. New Hope will never age. These three movies have already aged.
They're going to be.
They're done.
Are they worse than the prequels?
No.
Yes,
they are. I'm sorry. My bad. Yes, they are.
I think they are.
They're worse than the prequels.
Both of you think they're worse than prequels.
I mean, okay. There was some bad acting specifically in the Clone Wars, mm-hmm. like, and really horrible, horrible dialogue. Like
that's because of Lucas, yeah.
Right. It was like the worst dialogue with the mm-hmm. the love stuff between Anakin and Padme was horrible.
He should have had someone write the dialogue for him.
But it clearly, and you know,
but it was a cohesive trilogy where the three movies made sense. They were there was a story.
That's what happened.
They made sense.
From point A to point B, where it goes and where it starts, it makes sense.
Now, okay, mm-hmm. I will say the end of Revenge of the Sith, when you see Obi-Wan Kenobi dropping off mm-hmm. baby Luke with Owen Lars,
yeah, mm-hmm.
that, and then he suddenly doesn't remember having an android. You know, some 25 years later, however old Luke Skywalker is in the first movie.
Yeah, you can get past that.
It's
you,
like
you can,
okay,
I can get. You know. That's something I can get past. I mean, and by the way, Owen.
Wait, no. The way he said it is like, I don't remember owning a droid. He's like saying that, like, oh, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, maybe
I didn't fuck that bad.
Maybe it was Palpatine controlling what he was thinking and what he took that out of his head.
Maybe it was. Maybe he just has a little dementia, a little Jedi dementia.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah,
there were some comic books, like I think it was some stories that he was a drinker.
Oh, really?
started hitting that booze.
There you go. You're out in the desert for enough years.
Yeah,
going back to what happens, man.
Crazy old hermit. There you go.
You had the good tavern nearby. Good, you know.
Oh, to go to Mos Eisley to go and hang out with the scum and the villainy
and have some drinks. Yeah, and he didn't have to pay.
How do you know about that? Right? How do you know about that? Because he's been there.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
Hitting those fucking hookers and shit. Like,
No, but listen, I didn't do that. But I will say this.
I'm talking about you. I'm talking about Big Kenobi hitting the hookers.
Oh, okay.
Wait. What was that?
No.
What was that?
What? I was it was the way you were looking at me.
Wait a minute.
It was the way he was looking at me from across the room.
Oh, man.
Get a Jedi mind trick on you, boy. What did you do? What did you do, boy?
No. Fished in.
But Obi-Wan.
Fished mm-hmm. in.
Hey, you were in the
back
army.
Back of them whore
you
days.
You were in the army.
That was my right.
Sir.
That was my right,
you were
sir.
In the army.
That was my right.
And you lived in the valley, so you know.
Wait a minute.
I remember those days.
You did some stuff.
What were you doing, Reed?
And this man's been to
what
Boys.
What a man does.
He's been to Boys Town, too. So he,
what? You've been to Boys
what?
Town?
What?
You talked about it on the show.
I know.
Oh, you went to the donkey show, didn't you?
He's been to donkey
no,
show.
No, I passed that. No, thanks.
It wasn't his thing.
No.
You didn't go to the donkey show?
But there was a white guy there.
Wasn't me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Jeff sounds like someone who's been to a donkey show.
No, mm-hmm. I've only heard
How do you know about them donkey shows?
He seems to be awfully sure about those donkey shows and knows a little something about them.
Nah. Yeah, I was married for a long time, y'all.
Where the hell were we? Oh, back
we were
up.
Talking about the prequels.
Ben Kenobi.
And that the original, the older prequels.
Yeah. No,
in some respect. Now, granted, maybe it was because we were hoping that we would find that moment where, hey, you know, we can suspend disbelief as we did when we were kids with the original trilogy. Mm. And then the second movie, you know, the second group of trilogy was kind of, it was,
well,
I mean, Revenge of the Sith was not terrible.
No, Revenge of the Sith, I like it more now than I did when
you look at the,
it's a good movie. I thought it was a good, solid film.
When you look at the arc, though, look at the arc. The first three movies, Hope, Empire, and Jedi, are about Luke.
Yeah.
The first three are about his father.
Yeah.
This is a story about his father, mm-hmm. son, and this last three should have been about the next son of Luke or something or a relative. Or,
well,
you know what I'm saying?
Ben Solo?
Should have been.
Well, I think it was.
I think they should have focused on him instead of Mary Sue. Yeah.
The problem with these new Star Wars is that they're the 48-hour film festival of Star Wars.
We're going to give you three. We're going to give you a sentence to say, a character's name, and mm-hmm. a fucking prop.
And then go.
Go.
There,
go, Jar Jar.
Make it
go,
film.
Jar Jar.
Go, Rian Johnson. Your turn. Your turn, Rian Johnson. Go do one.
And why did they do
it? Just run with it.
And why did they do that?
And they gave him. We'll give you a lightsaber. We'll give you a mountain.
And JJ.
No, and it's not good enough. We're not going to have a regular lightsaber. We're going to have a lightsaber that has two little tiny lightsabers to the side of it.
And JJ.
And what's the point of that?
And just to make things even more interesting, we're going to give you this little fur bird.
And JJ, we trust.
Oh, man. And that was, I get it. It's almost like having product placement so they can sell shit to kids.
That's always been an MO of Star Wars.
I get it, but.
That's fine. That's always been there.
But they really should have let Chewie just eat as many porgs as he wanted.
Yeah,
that would and not feel bad about it.
Well, you know, Chewie became a vegan in the Last Jedi.
Bitch.
Yeah.
He's got, I think he's a spokesmodel for PETA now. Mm. He actually wrote that speech for Joaquin Phoenix for the Oscars.
Oh, that makes sense.
Except
I heard something bits. I didn't watch the Oscars. I know I'm bad, but I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm. There was a little bit of a animal rights speech.
Oh,
thing.
Okay. Well,
something with cows and calves.
I heard something about
don't eat them. Is that what he's saying?
Something. Well, he said something like how the calves taken away from the.
It's the best meat ever, man. Fucking
from the mother veal? As soon as it's born and the mother's crying.
Oh, because cows have human emotions, right? Cows have the exact same makeup as a human. Oh, we gotta give them human rights. Shut the fuck up, man.
Well, here's the thing. You know they're
delicious.
You went back up and go into the political protest speeches. You saw Ricky Gervais's
justice. That was a justice. Right there.
You seen Ricky Gervais on the Golden Globes?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Heard about it? Yeah.
Yeah. So that speech you think would have put everyone in their place?
Of course not.
In Hollywood.
No, it's not. But it was nice. It was nice. It needed to be said.
It did quiet people down during the Golden Globes. There was a lot less of that during the Golden Globes.
Really?
After because do you want to be the person that goes up right after that and does exactly what he was making fun of? So
you can't compete against.
So you could just have Marlon Brando have the American Native American chick just accept the Oscar for him. Remember back in the early 70s?
I don't watch that shit, man.
But so,
did you hear about that?
Oh, I've seen that clip so many times. But
it's interesting.
Yeah, that was probably, with the exception of the Streaker in 1974, the 1974 Oscars, that was probably the biggest breakout star of the Oscars history. And then up until last night, the interpreter for that director of Parasite, she to me is kind of a big breakout star because she was on there all the time last night.
Oh, how many Oscars did they win?
They won the big ones. They won the best
picture,
best director, best picture. Brad Pitt got best actor. So
I saw that part.
Okay.
I mean, I heard about it. Let's put it that way.
Everybody has coronavirus.
So, but yeah. So look, I got to ask you a question. I got something about coronavirus. I want to run by you guys here in a little bit.
Okay. Is this in another segment?
There may be some contamination of coronavirus in this room.
Oh, God damn it.
I want to get your opinion. I want to get your opinion if you think I need to be worried about it. I'll talk to you about that here in a second.
Yeah, more people will die from that.
After we're all already contaminated, then I'll ask you about it.
Right. It's like Walking Dead. We're all contaminated.
Yeah, we're all. It's too late. So too now late. It's just a question of how soon.
Yeah.
When it's going to go down.
What are you talking about, man?
Coronavirus.
The coronavirus. Okay, so those little backdrops, the backdrops I was showing you?
From China. God damn.
I ordered them before the coronavirus. I ordered them like back in October.
Oh, that bag? Oh.
Yeah, it just took months to get here.
Oh, no. If it's on the outside of the bag, it's dead. Don't worry about it.
So,
it's got to be moist. It's got to be like a living being or a living.
It's got to hitch a ride on something human.
So an item can't get contaminated. Merchandise.
It has to be.
Bacteria could live on shit, but this is a virus.
Yeah. What if it was like a food option? Like something, if I ordered some tea from China, I probably don't want to keep that.
No.
Tea?
No, get rid of it. No.
But like something like that, it's just material fabric. It's fine.
It's not.
You're fine.
It has to be organic, living for it to transport.
Okay.
Right.
Now, if I open that up and I see a little mouse in there,
throw
it away quick.
Yeah.
Don't burn it.
Or if you have...
In fact, burn this whole neighborhood down.
A mouse wrapped up inside it, like they got stuck in there.
Burn the whole neighborhood down.
And it was sent all the way from China.
Well, maybe if it...
It's coughing up blood. And it's got like a big red scar on the side. And its eyes are red, bloodshot.
You see, the thing is, the people get all freaked out about... You know, more people die. A quarter million people die a year from flu.
From the flu.
Yeah.
And we're worried about 500 people, allegedly.
No, there's 700 now, but... Actually, did you hear about that leak, whatever, that came out? That the numbers?
No.
There was, they had a website, whatever, they're keeping track. And for a moment there, it was at 25,000, right?
Mm-hmm.
And they took that number down, put 500 back up, right? So I don't know if that's, so that's kind of a conspiracy. Like, is it 25,000?
Mm-hmm.
So when they look into all the crematoriums that are active in China, they're knowing a lot of them are going full speed. So they don't go full speed for 500 people, they go full speed for a lot bigger number.
Yeah.
So I think they're hiding shit, obviously.
Could be.
It seems like it. Talking about hiding stuff. We're talking about Mandalorian.
Where are we hiding it?
Hiding it under your chair.
Oh.
So the Mandalorian. that is the one thing that, that right now that Star Wars has going for it in the positive. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It's the only thing they have going for them in the positive.
For the time
and,
being.
And their old stuff that will stand the test of time.
And then if the seventh season of Clone Wars is a big hit, the final season of Clone Wars, which is going to come out at the end of February, mm-hmm. if that's a big hit, then they'll have that too.
No, what's his name's in charge of that? It'll be good.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's Filoni.
He's in charge. Filoni's good.
Yeah, Filoni did that, so it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
So they're going to have Clone Wars 2, a good finale for Clone Wars that'll be going for him as well. Okay, Star Trek, meanwhile, another IP mm-hmm. that's been in kind of disarray over the last several years.
I wonder why.
And more kind of behind the scenes, because a lot of the stuff we didn't know about that was going on with Star Trek until
Midnight's Edge explains the whole thing.
Yeah, Midnight's Edge has really broken it down on mm-hmm. YouTube. Now, I'm going to show, look at this here. And we've talked about the different timelines of Star Trek.
There you go.
You've got the Prime timeline, the Kelvin timeline, and the original Star Trek canon.
Okay, all right, to explain this to you. You see that little fuzzy thing? It says the CBS Viacom license division.
Right.
Divide, whatever.
Divide.
Everything on above that is one room.
That's one room. Yeah.
The room in the bottom.
Yeah.
Near the toilet is all the other shit.
Yeah. So.
Okay.
This stuff is so confusing. Even Quentin Tarantino, even J.J. Abrams. Couldn't even explain it to Quentin Tarantino when Quentin Tarantino was like, what the fuck is going on?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
And he just said it doesn't matter.
January, he was there in the process. And what's interesting about that, that's actually pretty interesting because he wanted to go into the Next Generation.
Yeah, he wanted to do something based off of Next Generation.
And it was Yesterday's Enterprise. That's where he wanted to spin off from. I was like, ooh, that would have been fucking cool.
Yeah.
But
he had
some people think, well, his style of, you know, video, whatever, movies are kind of weird. Like, who gives a fuck? Put him doing a movie that takes place in that Yesterday's Enterprise.
Yeah.
And the Klingons, doing the Klingons. Not fuck the Federation.
The Barbarics.
Yes.
Show the Barbarics.
Because the kind of movie he does would be perfect.
It's
for the
right
Klingons.
Up his alley.
Yes, exactly.
He does these Nazi movies. He does these.
That's gone now. He's not doing it.
I don't see him doing a Star Trek movie. I know he said he was going to do it.
Okay, you know that.
I know he was interested. I get it. Mm-hmm. But I just don't. I don't see how it translates. I'm thinking, you know.
What are you trying to figure out?
What about it doesn't translate for you? Is it just his style of writing, how it's very...
Him doing it or how it fits in?
The violence? All the violence that he puts...
No, actually, that would make Star Trek significantly more cool if there was more violence and all that
stuff. But not with the Federation, though. That's what I'm saying. I think if he did a movie...
You have to focus on the Klingons and the Romulans and shit?
Yes.
Okay.
It shouldn't be about the Federation. He should be focusing on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
Because that thing would be...
Tell a story from their perspective is what you want to... That's
Warriors,
what you,
right.
That's what you'd like to
actually,
see him do.
Actually, right. Okay, I'm with you on that. The reason why
I say that is because I understand the timeline.
Was that going to be what he was going to do?
No. I don't know what he was going to do.
Okay.
But I know the only inkling that they had was he wanted to do something with Yesterday's Enterprise. He really liked... That's a good fucking episode, too. Now, this is why I say this.
Mm-hmm.
In Deep Space Nine... There was a time where when the Dominion came across the Bajoran wormhole, out of the Delta Quadrant, when they came into our quadrant, Beta Quadrant and Alpha, mm-hmm. the thing about that was that the Klingons had not been in a full scale war for maybe 50 or 40 years, a long time.
Okay.
They had scrimmages with the Romulans, with the Federation every once in a while,
mm-hmm.
but more likely after the Kittimore Accords, they basically became allies. They became friends, right? Mm-hmm. They traded and they didn't fight no more, and they started working with each other, that kind of thing. So it worked out good. It was like the Russians and the Americans or whatever it is, right? That's what happened to the Klingon Empire, right? And the reason why it went good is because when they lost Kronos, that's when they came to aid them, the moon that blew up. That's when the Kittimore Accords kind of helped that out. Mm-hmm. But they were, they were anxious. They wanted to get back into fighting again. So the Dominion coming to the wormhole mm-hmm. gave them an excuse to go to war with the Cardassians, and they invaded Cardassia.
The Cardassians?
Yeah.
Hey, settle down. All right, settle down. I'm telling a story here.
Would they be using their booty as
the Cardassians, whatever, Cardassians. You got me fucked up now. So that's so was that was their excuse.
Did Kanye defect, and or did he stay on the side of?
You want me to continue the story? You want me to shut up? You want me to shut
How
up?
How does Caitlyn Jenner work into this?
They're all dead.
Okay.
So that's what I'm saying. So they were getting antsy. They wanted to go back to war again, right? And that was their excuse. Basically.
You were there too, weren't you, Jeff?
I was there. Yes, I was.
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right.
Reed.
Okay. The only grown up in the room across the way is Reed. Sorry.
All right. So that's kind of explains that. So mm-hmm. when you go back to yesterday's Enterprise, mm-hmm. it taps into that because the Kingdom Accords didn't happen, and yep. they built up, yep. and they went to war and they beat the Federation. Mm-hmm. Because when you hear Picard say, "We're losing this war." It's not working. At one ship now won't make mm-hmm. a difference, but a ship back in the past will make all the difference. So that's what the whole thing was about. So yes, the Federation would lose to the Klingons. That's what would have fucking happened. Mm-hmm. But yesterday's Enterprise is a key point in the Federation mm-hmm. and the original Star Trek series, the top one. That's where all that's from.
Yeah,
and that's why it would have been good for him
original
to do
canon.
Original. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So Tarantino doing that on the Klingons, fuck yeah, that would have been fucking awesome. Mm-hmm. So who knows? I would never, but we don't know because
the project's dead.
That is buried. That's buried because all the shit. Because the Viacom split up, the rights went to CBS. TV show went to CBS, and the movies stayed with Paramount.
Right.
So then Paramount said, okay, well, you can't use any of our TV shows, any of our movies. You got to do 25% difference, and that's why you
then
have JJ. And that's why you have Picard, STD, you have all that shit.
On CBS Access.
Right. That is a different,
JJ,
that is the
bad, you have the right. bad robot stuff.
Which is all that blue shit right there, all that blue
all
type.
All the movie
below
stuff.
That, right.
Yeah. Now, they finally, CBS Viacom unified, everything got unified.
Yes, and thank God for, you know, yeah. That's good, good news.
It was good news. But there's still all these old contracts that are still.
Because Picard.
They're binding.
There can only be one. Picard is still there.
There can be only one.
So when Picard fails, when it should fail.
Well, it's getting good reviews. It's getting good reviews.
Shit. So it fades. When that fades away, mm-hmm. and that's gone for a couple of years, then they're going to dig up the zombies from the original series, Star Trek, mm-hmm. and then it'll come back.
Yeah.
But we can't do nothing until all that the floating turds that won't flush until those go away.
Picard's a limited series, though, isn't it?
10 episodes.
I think it's only, yeah. Well, now, no, allegedly, there's going to be a second season.
No, they're going to do it. There is. Well, they supposedly renewed it already for a second season.
That's wishful thinking.
And, well, here was this Sir Patrick Stewart.
Yes, asking Guinan to come back to be on the show.
I think that's cool.
And
check this out.
It's to bring up, if that's okay.
Yeah, please.
I'm here with a formal invitation.
Oh.
And. It's for you, Whoopi.
Oh, well, for me?
Alex Kurtzman, who is the senior executive producer of Star Trek Picard, and all of his colleagues, of which I am one, want to invite you into the second season.
Oh!
Mm. Is it going to break her heart?
Is it just me, or does it look like the creature, the pre-creature from Alien is on her head?
I don't know what you think, Reed. Is that what
it does? It looks. Look at her hair.
That's racist.
No, yeah. There's nothing racist about that. I'm talking about her fucking hair.
Okay.
I think she looks like the Predator.
Okay, but it's like she's got the alien. You know, the little thing across the.
Have you ever looked up the She Predator that's online? The She Predator.
There's a She Predator.
Someone made an art.
The teacher from Georgia.
What?
The female teacher from Florida.
Yeah. That's it.
I've known some women.
Yeah, they're good
like
looking.
They're
great looking, aren't they? Those teachers, those teacher predators.
Pedophiles.
Oh boy, yeah. There's.
Why weren't the teachers when I was a kid?
Why are the female pedos are always really hot, and the male pedos are always really creepy looking dudes?
Because
I'm trying to figure. This has left Reed speechless, and that's something that happens very often.
It's one of those strange social things. It just is
because you see some of these teachers. They're getting caught are always like this bodate, like these blondes and are like mm-hmm.
that are 25 years
and
old.
It's baffling. Like,
and they have a case of infantilism, so they're wanting to go hang out with 14-year-old boys.
It's baffling, but then
it's a control thing.
It's always a dude. It always looks like it's a creepy looking dude. It's like this guy.
See, and for hundreds of thousands of years,
it goes back that far.
Have always been older than their mates.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, it was even common back in the back in the 50s and 60s.
Way before that.
But it was very common in the 50s and 60s.
That women were about 10 to 20 years younger than the male.
Yep.
Because when we think back then,
that was also older men. That was also for me for several years during my single days.
There you go. So now you understand that.
I mean, it's truth. Not everybody I dated, but there was a few.
They were younger. Yeah.
Not 20 years though. I think my record was 15 years.
Yeah, 15 years? Are you really?
That's normal.
Twice.
Wow.
But this was years ago.
Man, they should have given you like a little
settle down.
A little pacifier.
Yeah, goodness.
A pacifier.
Do you need some air?
Well, yeah, a little bit.
Because like I've told you before, the peak value of a female.
Oh boy, here we go.
You've already known that, right? I told you that already.
Okay. Back to Star Trek.
That's the peak value is 18.
We went from Whoopi's hair.
And it's downhill from there.
We went from Whoopi's predator hair.
No, you're asking questions. I'm telling you the facts.
Okay.
But you're, I guess, in denial. Like I told you, the hilltop. You're in that hilltop of denial.
Okay, we'll get to that hilltop here shortly because I know you're going to get something you're going to do. Okay, which I'm very afraid of, by the way. So
you should be afraid because fear is real.
Feed the reed.
My name is Jeff.
Feed the reed.
My name is Jeff.
Feed the reed.
My name is Jeff.
So all these
to the dark
this
side.
Pile of shit timeline pile of shit that Star Trek got themselves into
right now,
which J.J. Abrams, you'll have to admit, in his films he did a good job of kind of decoying it a little bit with the plot.
Yeah, because if he came out to tell you what it's from, then no one would have gone to see it.
Yeah, so
everyone believed, oh, it's part of the fucking, you know, blah blah blah. No, it's not.
Yeah, they had Leonard Nimoy there playing the old Spock. And it was a parallel universes?
It's another universe, yeah.
Was the explanation for the change in the timeline. But there was a reason why they did that. It wasn't just for plot. It was because...
So 25% difference, right.
Because they had changed. So what I saw this midnight, and I'm just regurgitating what I saw on
Midnight's Edge.
Midnight's Edge, which is a great YouTube channel.
Very good.
Great content. Mm-hmm. So they explain how right now, with the films, Bad Robot right now, all the projects are dead. All the movie projects.
And Star Trek 4, yeah.
Yeah, because they were going to try to do one project was going to be a Star Trek 4 with Chris Pine.
Too late.
And they were going to have Thor, what's his name?
His daddy.
Yeah. In that movie. Mm-hmm. And it was going to be, but the actors were...
Wait a minute. Was it Liam or Chris that was playing
Chris Hemsworth. Daddy? Chris Hemsworth was playing...
It was Thor.
Kirk's dad.
Okay.
Yeah, he played the guy. The same actor plays Thor.
Okay.
So he was in the first one. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So they were going to.
He was the first officer.
Yeah. Now he's a bigger star because he's been in all the Marvel movies.
Oh, I can't afford it.
So he's wanting more money to do this next film, and Chris Pine also wanting more money because he's like, well, if you're going to pay him all that money, I'm Kirk.
I want more.
I'm Kirk. I want more money. So they weren't willing to pay for that because the last movie didn't do well.
No, they weren't willing to take a pay cut. That's what it was.
Well, yeah, that's it. And they weren't willing to pay them the amount of money that they were wanting to do to come back and do the film. So then this director that is Noah Hawley.
Yeah, he said we could start with a whole new crew.
He wanted to just say, let's just scrap it. We'll just do a reboot new crew. Much cheaper crew.
See,
new actors.
The thing is, it doesn't have to be like, look, this thing is so fucked up anyway. You don't have to follow the Enterprise. Just make it another part
just
of the timeline.
Just
another
different.
Fucking Enterprise.
There's so many ideas, yeah. Stories that they. So now his project is dead for the time being.
That's dead too.
Hawley, yeah. Mm-hmm. The Quentin Tarantino was another project that was
dead.
That's dead at the moment. So I think it's dead, completely dead. I don't think their Quentin Tarantino thing's going to happen. So Bad Robot, they have a period now where if they were going to go back and do movies.
They would have already started.
Yeah, but here's the thing. They would have already started. But here's the thing. If they decide they want to do movies again later, even though of the unified companies are unified, there's a binding contract that it still goes to Bad Robot for a certain amount of years. Mm-hmm. It defaults back to Bad Robot. Bad Robot has to get first dibs on a movie if it's made. So that's still in play.
Really?
That's a
terrible contract.
And it would be with all the original same thing where they have to be 25% difference.
That's why stop on all that shit. Wait till the Picard fades away. Wait a couple years. And all that fades away.
That's what freezes it to hold that agreement. Because as long as there's a show.
As long as there's going to be one. There's going to be one. Yeah, that's wait till all that shit goes away.
As long as there's one show going.
They can't do nothing.
They can't do nothing on the movies.
Right. And then the thing about Seth Green.
So there's a whole Seth MacFarlane.
He was seriously about talking about buying it.
So he has a deal. Yeah. He has already a deal with NBC Universal
to buy them,
where they'll put the money out there, and he would be in charge.
The price is too high, though,
and they would buy it wholesale.
Right,
buy Star Trek,
buy the whole fucking thing.
Everything. And it would go back to its original home, NBC.
There you go,
and not Desilu, but NBC at least, where it used to air. And Seth MacFarlane would be the Gene Roddenberry. He'd be the Kevin Feige.
He would be the Gene Roddenberry.
He would be the new Gene Roddenberry.
I thought Star Trek was a CBS program.
Well, now it is.
No, it is, but it's back of Icon.
No,
it's
back original. In 66, was it
fucking
was
catch
it on
up,
CBS?
Man? Don't you fucking 957 and catch
sure,
up?
Pretty sure NBC.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah,
y'all are bigger nerds about Star Trek than I am. That's a fact.
No, hey, man, all my information is from Midnight's Edge.
Yeah.
I mean, because here's the thing. I watched the original program over and over and over. Still love that episode with Key Rock. Mm-hmm. Still my favorite. Mm-hmm. That and the fucking Tribbles.
Yeah.
And I watched The Next Generation, but I didn't watch Deep Space Nine.
What's wrong with you, man?
Voyage. Because I'm not a homo like you are. Okay, you can cut that.
Doesn't make any sense.
Right, okay.
Hey,
that's
we're too trucky.
Homophobe.
So my sexuality is weird. You just can't fathom a man being attracted to another man.
Okay, so
you're a truckophobe.
He's a truckophobe. So it. Seth MacFarlane has already even gone and pitched his ideas to some of the actors that he wants to use. He said, "This happens. Are you on board with coming on and doing it?"
Yeah.
He's already talked to actors about it. So he's really... So he, meanwhile, has...
He's a true fan.
He has Orville. Mm-hmm. It's his show. And great show. Better than anything that they've
done. He'll hand it off to somebody else and do Star Trek.
His plan was he would hand that off to somebody else, and he would move on to just doing Star Trek. Mm-hmm. Just doing... He's a real fan.
He's a true fan. No, he's a true fan.
Yeah, he's a true fan. Do you know what he wants to do as his first project, if that were to happen?
He's already talked about it.
What did he say? YouTube clip I watched. So he wants to do a limited series back with Scott Bakula.
Enterprise. That's great.
Based off of Enterprise
is good.
He wants to pick up on where they are now. Yeah.
That's good. Because the one thing I noticed...
he loves that. Apparently he loves that show.
Because he was on it, too.
Yeah.
The one thing that I thought was going to happen at the fourth year when they canceled it, I thought they were going to go into the Romulan Earth War,
yeah,
because that was next in the timeline,
right?
But it never happened.
Never happened.
And I was because they finally skipped it
because they went back. They kept going back.
Well, I guess if they're using Scott Bakula, then they can always quantum.
Oh, I'm talking about the most recent shows. They haven't gone forward; they've been going backwards.
No, I don't give a shit about that.
Okay.
I'm just saying an Enterprise as part of the original good stuff.
Yeah.
That when they quit the fourth season, I knew that the next thing was going to happen. What's the next big thing?
If they had kept going.
If they kept going, the Romulan Earth War would have happened. But then they would have showed that.
But they stopped the show.
They got canceled.
Yeah.
Because I knew that was next.
Yeah.
So like, damn, missed that part.
Now, who has Enterprise control? Is that Viacom CBS? Is that CBS?
Yeah, that's all the same thing.
So they could do it. They could do one, two. They could do more Enterprise if they wanted.
But again, all that is buried.
Yeah.
Because of JJ World.
Hi, I'm JJ Abrams, and
all the other turds that are still floating.
So they couldn't even go back and do an Enterprise at CBS.
That's
all
why he's talking about it. That's what he wants to do.
That's what he wants to do. If they got total control and everything was unified,
but you can't do none of that shit because all that is buried.
Because if they could,
no one can use it.
If they could buy it and bring it back in, if they could buy it and bring it back, bring it over to NBC Universal and unify it,
yes,
that would null and void.
There's no unification. The turds that are still floating would be flushed away.
No, they want to buy it all, though.
Yeah, and then grab all the turds and use as fertilizer.
Right,
and that's gone.
Well, yeah.
But if they're going to revive all the old stuff.
They would revive all
and
the old stuff.
And that's everyone oh, yeah. wants that.
It would be the old stuff. Yes. It would be reviving the old stuff.
The yeah. real stuff.
Yes. Well, then maybe what you should do is if they're going to do a Scott Bakula show, have him go back in time like in Quantum Leap and make all those other shows just not happen.
No, you just don't. You just don't mention it.
They just don't acknowledge that they exist.
Like you don't mention your exes. Like you don't talk about them. Same thing.
It would be like the ones you don't. That you have bad memories of.
Stinky. Like, oh, stinky number one. Stinky number two. Like it stinks.
It would just be you just ignore them. Like who?
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 Your stinky exes.
I don't remember that. I don't remember that one. Oh, I don't know who you're talking about.
What are you talking about?
What?
Oh boy.
Oh, I was on church.
What are you smoking?
I'm a monk. I'm a monk. I don't do that stuff.
Do you think that's just a fantasy that's never going to happen?
It's probably never for 20 years from now.
Wishful thinking the Seth
MacFarlane
10
years
thing.
From now. It's not going to happen.
Well, he's got the money.
Even in 10 years, you don't think it'll happen?
And it could. Unless it's small.
Well, a lot has to happen.
Only if he has the money to buy it.
Well, NBC Universal said they'll pay the money.
He walked out. It's the price is too high right now.
So they gave him a number.
Right.
And they were like,
they got to wait. They got to wait till Picard's done.
They got to wait till failures, more failures.
Yes.
Then they'll be desperate
and then
to call
the,
him
and
back.
Then the price will drop like a mm-hmm. rock.
Mm-hmm. Right now, they're still kind of saying, oh, we got, you know, we're worth right. more than
it's
that.
Funny, the price hasn't come out yet, right? We don't know what they're
what do you think that's? Well, if Star Wars went to...
Worth billions.
Lucas sold Star Wars
for... $4
billion. Was it $4
billion? And Star Trek is a little less now.
That's so it?
Star Trek's worth a little less right now.
I mean, $3 billion?
Nah. Probably a lot. Nah. 1.5.
I think it's worth less than that because Star Trek doesn't have
how
the merch.
How dare you? How fucking dare you?
Well, no. I think for content, as far as story, it's worth the same. But I think for merch.
Oh, you think it's the same. You think it's worth the same.
For the stories. Mm-hmm.
But not for the merch.
But the merch.
Forget the merch.
Star Wars has always exceeded Star yeah. Trek
oh,
in merch.
Like by 20 times more. Are you kidding? We were
talking about the Porgs. They're just good at merchandising Star Wars, at placing mm-hmm. stuff in their shows. The baby Yoga is really hot right now too.
I bet.
But the baby Yoda is going to make a killing once they mm-hmm. finally get those on the shelves.
You know how dumb people are, right?
And Star Trek doesn't have a baby Yoda. They have a Picard, and who the hell is going to go to the Build-A-Bear for a Picard doll? An old ass Picard doll.
No.
Let me tell you how dumb people are.
Except for Jeff. You wanted an old-ass Picard doll, didn't you?
I only want a K2SO. So
yeah.
That would be it.
Yeah.
My UPS driver, mm-hmm. I was like, hey, you watch Star Trek? You watch Star Wars? He goes, yeah, I watch Star Wars. And he's like talking about Mandalorian.
He asked you or you asked him?
I think I asked him. Mm-hmm. And he goes, yeah, that baby Yoda. And I looked at him. The way he said it is like, you know that's not really baby Yoda, right? He goes, huh?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's a clone.
I go, no.
It's a clone. I think
no,
it's a clone.
It's not.
It's not a clone?
No.
It's just another species.
Funny how yeah. he literally thought it was Baby Yoda. It's like, no. It's a same species
well,
as Yoda.
People don't know what, don't have a name for it.
They don't have a name for it.
They just call it the child.
You know, it's funny how that's like, oh, this guy doesn't know.
But everybody calls
him. But he's not a child because he's fucking 50 years old.
Well, but he's a baby in those years of that species.
Are you sure?
Right. Yes.
They're still a baby.
Why don't you ask Steven how old he is?
I'm gonna be 50. I'm gonna be 50 this month, motherfucker.
Yeah, how old are you, Jeff?
I'm gonna be 50.
Hey, but look at my ears. I'm the same species as Yoda. So my age, I'm pretty much a baby.
Maybe. I think you're out of your Vulcan mind.
I've got like a miniaturized version of those.
Yeah,
of those.
You could probably put some like little pointy ears on, dude. That probably work.
Did you see the baby Yoda on Saturday Night Live?
I missed it. No. I heard about it.
It's funny. No. He's a womanizer and smoker. He comes out.
Perfect.
Nice.
Cussing and like being politically incorrect. It was pretty funny.
Oh, wow. That would be awesome.
Yeah, it was pretty
now,
funny.
Now, did he talk backwards like Yoda?
I don't think he did that. Did a little bit, but he was mostly like just really in like a inappropriate baby Yoda.
I could see that as them talking shit about it because they're jealous or something.
No, maybe. That's actually perfect, man.
It was funny. It was one of the funniest things I've seen on there, with the exception of when Eddie Murphy was on there this year. Oh. It was the funniest thing I've seen on there in a while. Was a baby Yoda.
Well, you know, because Eddie Murphy did Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood again. Yeah. I saw that clip. That was funny.
Coming back years later, but the gentrification of the neighborhood.
Yes, and he's squatting in the apartment because he's...
And then, the TV that he had stolen, it was in the... Oh, yeah, it was funny. Yes. It was a funny bit.
Yes, it was really funny.
The other one I think he did, Gumby, Buckwheat on singing on The Masked Singer.
Oh. That's pretty funny.
He did the Buckwheat, and he did... See, we were talking about, before Eddie's show came on, we were speculating which characters he was going to bring back, and I was like, I'll guarantee he's going to do Mr. Robinson's Neighborhood.
He better.
Because the Mr. Rogers movie had just come out, and that's like it was. And then I said he's definitely going to do a figure out a way to do
Buckwheat.
Well, I thought my wife said I don't think he'll do Buckwheat because people are too like weird nowadays about they'll think that's like racist or something if he does that.
Well, he's doing it about himself.
So well, then I thought no,
it's self-parody.
I said no, I think they might figure out a way to work it in, and they did. They brought Buckwheat back. I was like, I'm glad they did that. I'm glad they didn't let that keep them from doing it. You know, the outrage culture.
You see,
I'm outraged by that bullshit outrage culture.
Yeah.
You see Joe Rogan ask Downey Jr. about that?
Who? Don Jr.
Morton Downey Jr.?
Morton Downey Jr. He was on there?
Yeah. He asked him about...
Downey Jr. Still alive?
It, man. Fuck, what?
Is he like Palpatine?
Tell a story.
Is he like Palpatine at this point? Is he hanging on by life support?
Go ahead and ask all your fucking questions.
Did he tell Joe Rogan, every voice in your head has been... has been me this time, Joe Rogan.
Joe Rogan asked him...
Even the float takes stuff.
You think we could still do another... was it Tropic Thunder?
Oh, Robert Downey Jr. You were saying Morton Downey Jr.
You said Morton Downey Jr. Whatever, I was like, man. Wait a minute.
You know what I'm talking about?
You're talking about...
The pablum puking Morton Downey Jr.? Are you kidding me?
You're talking about Tony Stark.
Yeah, Tony Stark.
I saw some of that. I saw that. Yeah,
he asked him, do you think we could do a movie like that again because of how PC it is now?
Yeah.
No.
And he goes, you can do...
Yeah, that was funny. That
you
was funny.
You could do one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's funny.
Yeah, it was funny the way he answered it. Yeah.
You can make a movie about it.
Yeah. You may get run out of town on a rail.
That was a good interview. That was good.
It was a good interview. He had some good portions of that.
Able to narrow down where his warehouse is at, too, from that.
Rogan's?
Mm-hmm.
How did you do that?
Because when Downey talked about some park he went through,
I
was like, stopped, and I fucking went to the
internet. You went on Google Maps?
Went to the city, and I found that park.
I looked it up.
There's warehouses nearby. And then I looked, I kept looking around, and then I ran a search, like, Jogan's warehouse, and they showed it, and I looked at it, and I go, found it. That's where he's at.
What part of LA is he in? Like, what city?
I forget what city.
Uh-huh.
But it's. I know.
He's trying
to
hold on to his sources.
You don't want to give it away. But I know where he's at.
But you figured it out, so you could go there if you were in the city.
I'd drive by there
and say, "There's Joe Rogan. He's got an archery like."
It's a big warehouse.
A big warehouse. He does archery in there.
Huge. Yeah. It's a huge warehouse.
I imagine he's got a float tank in there too.
Mm-hmm.
A gym.
Because it's one gigantic building, and half of it's his, and the other half belongs to somebody else.
Okay, splits the warehouse with some other
it's a huge building.
Business or something. Yeah, it's huge.
It's got to be about, seeing the size, it's got to be a 5,000, 6,000 square foot. It's huge.
That's pretty big.
Wow.
Yeah, it's fucking huge, yeah.
That's huge. He could
Man cave.
It's huge.
He could do a lot of other production in there if he wanted to.
Well, I wonder if he would go back to do Fear Factor.
He could go back and do... No,
he would never. He's got it good right now, man, because he, again, like, Jimmy Dore talked about it too when he was on there also. And I tell you, I think Joe Rogan has, I don't like his politics too much, but I do respect what he's done. And he was talking about how he was inspired by Tom Green's show.
Because Tom Green
did
a show out of his house for a while.
His living room,
on YouTube.
And Joe Rogan went to that one time,
Oh, and that's when he looked around and said, wait a minute.
Because he had wires. He talks about it. It was pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's pretty cool.
Yeah,
Did you hear Tom Green's?
A lesser degree, that's what I'm trying to do here.
Yeah,
I just don't have I'm not starting off with as much capital and celebrity as they do from their.
But that's
standpoint.
How Tom Green started too.
I don't know.
But Tom Green, he's a smart guy.
Yeah,
and he's a rapper too. He knows how to rap.
Yeah, he did rap.
Kevin showed me that. I was like, what?
Well, his first show before he was doing his MTV, he was doing Access TV in Canada,
right? Yeah.
And that was what became the MTV show.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, it was just little skits.
And he's been talking for a while about they were going to do a revitalization of his old MTV show. They've been talking about that now for a while.
He could do that on YouTube. Well, he couldn't do it on YouTube, though. He'd probably be too controversial. He'd probably get demonetized. So
it depends on what he one of his bits, of course, you're talking about some of the stuff he did that was controversial, was when he dressed up like Hitler and went to a bar mitzvah. That never aired. That never ran.
No, that's
no.
God, stupid, man.
The rumor has always been that's what got him canceled. was that,
yeah,
that
bit. Just, come on, you're crossing the edge.
And that was in early 2000s, late 90s.
Did you ever hear a story about being fired on The Apprentice?
That he well, he was fired. Yeah, he was on there. I watched him when he was on The Apprentice.
He did a stand-up. It was like telling stories. It's called...
he was on there with Dennis Rodman the same year.
He did a...
The Celebrity Apprentice.
Yeah. He did a stand-up.
With the president.
Yeah.
That's what he kept calling him,
the current, president.
Well, not when he was there.
Right.
But when he did, was it? Damn, hold on. Let me think of the show. Oh, This Ain't Happening. So there's a YouTube channel. I think it's called This Ain't Happening.
Uh-huh.
And it's a bunch of different...
Sounds familiar.
Yeah, different famous people go in there and tell a story. Like, this is not happening. And they tell a story. So he got up there and told a story. And it's a pretty funny story about
him. Oh, and they had to decide if it was real or not real. Is that what the premise of the show is?
No.
Oh,
it's just an actual story.
It's a story.
Oh, I got you.
Like, so this ain't happening.
So he told the story of how he got fired. You know, I think I may have even seen that. I just don't remember what it was, how it happened.
Well,
it's actually
interesting.
You saw
the concept? No, I didn't see the Tom Green one, but I have seen other ones.
He's talking about how Dice Clay was there.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right. He was on the show,
and Dice Clay got
it?
Fired right away. You know how he got fired. It was fucking hilarious. He goes,
Well, he didn't give a shit, did he?
You know, he didn't give a shit. And so they come into the boardroom, and... what do you call it? He called him Donnie T. That's what he called the president.
Yeah.
And he goes, Dice, we heard that there's some arguments going on in the back. You know, you're fighting. Well, what was happening is that they had to make cupcakes to sell.
Yes.
Right?
That's right.
And he didn't want to make the cupcakes.
No, he didn't.
And then they were arguing with each other, but they fake argue because they like to freak people out.
Yeah.
And they were fake arguing. And then he started saying, you got to put more sugar in the dough. He's like telling Dice, Green that. So when Trump heard that, he asked him about it. And he goes, what seems to be the problem? Well, what do you say? He goes, there's not enough cheese in the bagels, Donnie. And he goes, whose problem is that? That's your problem. You fire it. He fucking fires
it
right there.
That was it. It was that easy.
That was it. Yeah.
That was it. Yeah.
It was a funny story. So you got to listen to that. It's pretty funny.
Also happens, same story after the impeachment hearings, and he was acquitted.
Yeah, to Venman and Gordon Sondland.
It was some of the same. You're fired.
You're fired. Quick.
Totally within his rights.
So there they go. Escorted out. Mm-hmm. Although on The Apprentice, they got walked out. I don't know if they got carried out by White House security.
They're totally cool about it.
So anyway, this is a funny one. This is the audio with Tarantino talking to J.J. Abrams about the timelines.
Alternate designs. Of far greater importance is which license is in play, and that is determined by the aesthetics and tone. If you're confused, don't be ashamed. You're not the only one. In July of 2019, director Quentin Tarantino also expressed his confusion regarding the alternate Star Trek timeline. Director J.J. Abrams had an unusual way of clarifying it for him.
Is it in the current timeline? You're a fan of the original series,
yeah,
I know.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
So what is it?
Yeah, it's like... it would deal with the Chris Pine... timeline. Now, I still don't quite understand, and JJ can't explain it to me. Whatever, and my editor has tried to explain it to me, and I still don't get it. All right, Fred Raskin, about something happened in the first movie that now kind of wiped the slate clean.
Right.
I don't buy that.
Nope.
I don't like it.
Bullshit.
I don't appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't.
Yay.
Fuck that. All right? I don't like that. You know?
I'm going to lead you down a road. You want the Guardian of Forever to have happened, don't you?
Yeah, I want the whole series to have happened, all right? It just hasn't happened yet.
Yes.
And no, Benedict Cumberbatch or whatever his name is, all right,
it's not Khan.
Yeah. All right? Khan is Khan. And I told JJ, I go, like, I don't understand this. I don't like it. And then he's like, ignore it. Nobody likes it. I don't understand it. Do whatever you want. If you want it to happen the exact way it happened on the series, it can.
So that's more in line with what you're honoring the series that you loved and came up with.
Yes, exactly.
Clearly, Bad Robot aren't bound by any timelines. It's all about the alternate license, and that may have been an ulterior motive for Paramount to reject any new Star Trek movie from Bad Robot, no matter what it is about or who directs it.
Yeah, so there it is.
That's probably right.
They know.
And you know what? They could do anything. Even if you go back to...
Bad Robot can do anything as long as it's 25% different than the original.
Jar Jar knows exactly what's going on. He doesn't want to reveal that it's not part of the Enterprise that he's familiar with. That's the part that they're hiding. And that's the part they're not explaining.
I respect Tarantino, though, for what he said.
Because he understood it was from the original. And was like, no. This is totally different. This, this is a different toilet.
It's hilarious. Different.
This is a different bathroom.
Yeah. It's totally different. I have something I should add, though. Did you notice what color the bad robot is?
It's red.
Red and yellow eyes. Red face.
What the color and what happens to the red-shirted people on Star Trek?
It's symbolic, isn't it?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. It's symbolic. They're about to get wiped out. Yeah. Unless you're Scotty.
Well, now he's going to have some... Apparently, he's going to... Now, JJ is maybe going to do DC. Ooh, that's a good cliffhanger. We're just going to stop right there. That is the wrap-up for episode 118. We will continue with part two of this in 119. Episode 119 will be the part two of this recording, coming soon to a podcast platform near you. Thunderpop is a Hit the Bricks production.